1-2-3-4. I want to get into some Clemson football recruiting here in a second, but we were flooded with some responses for the for the tailgating thing. And let me read a variety of these now. 3106 says, "Where's the outrage? When you divide the cost by the number of games and the people you can host, it's not as expensive per head. And yes, how do you think we'll fund paying for athletics?" Very good point. It's really, yeah, you get 10 people, 7 home games. Do that math for me.
I want to say like $77 per person.
All right. $5,000 divided by 7 games, that's $714 per game. Divided by 10, you're about close right there. $71.42 a person.
Okay.
Per game.
Okay.
So that's not bad. With that said, here's some more. Michigan uses the same company. This is from 2129. Michigan uses the same company. It's targeted to business and corporate events. This is the new revenue source. They don't currently come to Clemson football games. Yeah, you will see more and more of this. I had a good friend of mine that he is a VP for a manufacturing company here in the upstate of South Carolina. Guy's done very well for himself. He's a very bright guy. And he, not all the time, but occasionally will say, "Hey, if you've got any tickets, let me know. If you're looking for some, I got guys flying in. Guys flying in from Germany. Guys flying in from their corporate office up in New York." And he goes, "I need 8, I need 6. And they have box. You know, they do the box right above the hill over there, do some of that stuff. He's got access to some of that stuff. But he's always like, "Hey, where are you looking for? Give me some good seats. I don't care what it costs. Like, I've got to entertain." And so there's a lot of these companies out there. That's a drop in the bucket to do that. And I guarantee there'll be some companies that buy 2 or 3 or 4 of the big time deals, pay $100,000 to do this. Because you've got, this is what it's about. We did this in the New Orleans 1 year, I think. New Orleans? Yeah, New Orleans for the national championship game. I didn't. My buddies did it. To where you call this one company, they set your tailgate up, get your tents up, cater it, get you the spot, get all that. Now it's an actual a parking spot. But I think that where people, yeah, you and me aren't going to do this, but there's a lot of corporations that will do this. Mark Simpsonville said that pricing for the whole season, for the whole season. It's really not that bad, according to Mark from Simpsonville. And a texture make, this is from 8471. "Doesn't make a lot of sense. So I park at my tailgate spot where I could tailgate and then walk to my yuppie tailgate. I guess it's good for people who come from out of town or come into town and don't have parking passes, but that seems strange. I guess it makes more sense at 40 people level. They can have a big rich tailgate." Yeah, that's certainly true. With that said, there is a status issue with some folks too. Remember this, tailgating location is huge status figure.
Yes. And just imagine that you can put your priority, not split it towards your seating location and your tailgate location. You can put what you get for your donation level. Your priority points or whatever, put it all towards seating, and then instead of worrying about a tailgate spot, just get the worst one, which is usually where I'm at. I'll wave at you, and then you can go get your $71 per person tailgate spot right next to the stadium.
Seriously, I am amazed that the status figures of tailgate locations and what your tailgate is like. Like, it is a big deal for people to say, "Oh, well, come by. You know, we're in lot one. You know where we are. We've got brisket this week. And, come by.
We'll have all 3 games on it."
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. We'll have the 97-inch TV. Come by for sure. I use my friends to do that. I don't tailgate anymore. I just take the house and walk down there. But I use my friends know right off the bat, "I'm coming for your TV, pal. I'm sorry. I'm going to eat your food, and I'm coming for the TV. And I'm sorry, and you're a great friend, but I'm not interested in any conversation with you. I'm not interested in adding anything to it. I'm a taker. I am a taker. I'm going to take your food, and I'm going to take your TV. And by the way, I'll probably take your remote because I'm going to watch the games I want to watch, buddy.
I mean, you're adding to that status. It's like, you know, hey, see that guy over there that no one's allowed to talk to? It's Mickey Plowler.
Yeah. Texter says, this is an interesting point. Yeah, that holds a lot of water, a lot of people. 9866 says, that's the left pocket, right pocket, though. You donate more for parking, not tickets, so you can save on the donations and just pay the stack thing. Yeah, but where are you going to park? Like, you're not going to walk from your house.
No, I mean, you can take a shuttle from, what's it called? The church.
Yeah. New Spring.
Yeah.
3082 says, emphasize, yeah, having Mickey Plowler your tailgate is a status symbol. Yeah, it's the one you don't want. Because this guy's coming to take, man. I'm not adding anything. I feel like I want to wear a t-shirt, like the Nick Saban. I'm going to send out a letter to everybody at the tailgate. Remember the Nick Saban memo? Assume I'm okay. My default is I'm okay. I don't have time to talk to you. I'm going to say, my family's great. My job is great. My health is great. I hope your family's great, too. Don't talk to me. I'm trying to watch Texas Tech and Kansas State. I don't care about what you shot in the golf course last week. I hope that your mom's out of the hospital and feeling better. But for goodness gracious sake, Kansas State's winning 10-3 right now. Can I just watch this? So, yeah, you don't want me at your tailgate. I bring nothing to the tailgate. I only take. Tudortown Tigers says, Mickey, you sound like a Georgia fan coming through. I am. At a tailgate, I am Georgia fans coming through. Free weights, Johnny. Texas, is food included in the tailgate price? No, I didn't see any kind of food stuff. That's where you drop off your food. Now, can you get other people to cater it and bring it to your site, directly to your site? I would think so. 80s14 said, no, Mickey. You got to bring something to tailgate. Nothing for nothing means nothing. You got to bring something. Well, I'll bring to you the expertise of flipping the channel so fast we don't miss a play between two games. That's my expertise I'll bring. This is a lesson for everybody. This is why I don't have friends. I'm basically Larry David. Don't talk to me and only do what you can do for me. Before we get to some clips of football talk, let me get a couple phone calls. Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. Steven is in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina, the capital of the state of North Carolina. Good morning, Steven. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I love the topic, the tailgating. I think it was on Shark Tank. I don't know if you've ever watched that show, but a couple guys came on Shark Tank and they were advertising their business for setting up tailgates at college campuses. And that's what they did. You'd hire them, they'd come set your tailgate up. However, I think they had different levels, different packages.
Yeah.
I think that's a really cool business. That's a business you can scale, right? At a pretty high level.
Right.
But I remember seeing that, and I think that if I ever, you know, started a business other than real estate, I think that I would be very interested in starting a tailgate business where you come in, you set up tailgates for people.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how you could scale that over the country.
That's
and
right.
So the second thing, Mickey, I was sitting in Death Valley one day, and we gave up our season tickets, I think, in 2012 or something like that. So from that point forward on, I just, you know, buy tickets wherever I can. But I bought a ticket for one game a couple years ago, and I ended up sitting behind a guy, and he, older gentleman, and he had his hat on, and he had stitched into the back of his baseball cap his parking spot at Clemson. And was like proud owner of 25 years, lot one.
No.
Space number 52.
No.
I kid you not.
Now are we sure that this wasn't like a dementia patient that just needed that to remind him of where he parked in order to get back home?
No, I'm pretty sure that, like you said, it's a status thing.
Crazy.
He had it stitched on, all I'm thinking of when I'm reading the back of his ball cap for 4 hours watching Clemson play, I'm thinking about how long my walk's going to be back to my car, you know, like 35 minutes past the Walker course, probably in the dark.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
You're thinking you're in Anderson County. Yeah.
Oh.
You need that hat.
I'm down Clemson Boulevard near the Cracker Barrel.
Yes. That's where I'm at. Yes. Yeah. And, that's where your hat. You need to put Cracker Barrel hat. Said that's your parking spot. Yeah.
Mickey, now that they've taken out the driving range, you know, I used to just swing right on into the driving range there.
Yeah.
Well, now they have that alum center.
Oh yeah.
I think that's what it is. But now there's no parking in the driving range. So they took that away, and that's fine. I'll find a place to park, right? Mickey, before I get off the phone, I'll tell you a little bit about what I've done in the past. And this is how I am. I'm not going to let it deter me. I've driven 5 hours from Raleigh straight to Clemson, straight to my parking spot, wherever that may be, watch the game, get in my car, and drive back to Raleigh. So if anybody ever wants to donate to my cause, let me know.
You need a hat that says donate to my gas cause or my ticket cause or my parking cause. Like, you could just have that on your hat.
Exactly. I need a hat that says I just drove 300 miles from the capital city of North Carolina to watch Clemson play. Yes, donate to my cause.
Well, and you can do this either way you think about it. Like, if you put on the back of your hat, and you want to stand up the whole game, like if you're a stand-up guy, you can go, I just drove 5 hours to get here for this game. Don't tell me to sit down. Or if you're a sit-down guy, you can put on in front of your hat and say, hey, pal, I just drove 5 hours. Sit down, man. I'm trying to see the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can do all that messaging on your hats. I like it.
That's exactly right. So my last parking spot for the game, I'm trying to think of the last game I went to last year. Maybe it wasn't Florida State. I had a good spot for Florida State. But there's been numerous times where I've parked in the neighborhood right. It's on your left. If you keep on going, you're going to turn left onto Perimeter Road, and then eventually the golf course will be on your left. Well, before you get to that that stoplight there that you can take a left on Perimeter Road, there's a subdivision that kind of winds its way back up in the woods. And I literally knocked on the lady's door saying, listen, I'm going to park here. You're not going to tow me, right? And so – it's gotten out of control. So,
how about that, man?
But the
price of success. You know, nobody's to worry about parking at Utah State games. So
I mean, it is what it is, right?
I'll be
okay.
That's right. All right, always good to hear from you, man.
Right,
take care, Steven.
Yeah.
Paul and Henry, hang on. I'm coming to you. All right, we'll take a short break. I do have the Clemson football recruiting thought. There's Clemson football right now, and Dabo Swinney right now are buyers and sellers. You might be scratching your head over there, Will Clinton. I'll tell you about that and take Paul's phone call. Much more when you come back after this. .com. Pratt Injury Lawyer phone lines. Paul and Henry, very patient with me. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm just fine. Ain't no Eric Clapton. Ain't he in multiple Hall of Fames and like Cream and, you know,
oh, yeah.
And then himself.
Derek and the Dominoes.
Derek. He's one of the. He's one of the greatest guitar players in, you know, ever. But anyway, Mickey, 20-plus years ago, I don't know if you remember, you had an advertisement on your radio station, and it was for parking spots in Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as I got in my office in Anderson, I called and got the number one spot and the number two spot. And it used to be right there at the dock.
Yes.
It was a building right there. Right. It used to be right there. So.
Yep.
And I guess about 15 years ago, we moved out. You go up to SO Club, take a ride on Wigginton and go up there. We got TVs. We got clean restrooms. But it's nothing, you know, it's a fraction of the cost of the ones you're talking about. You know, and it's one of the best deals I ever had. And I told you I was getting out of Epte, but I'm going to keep my parking spot because, you know, I still be attending games and concerts and basketball and baseball. But that is one of the greatest deals I ever had. And
well, much like that money that you owe me for the Braves and the Yankees here, you know, you can repay me your great friend Mickey here for suggesting that 20 years ago. So.
I hear you, but I'm sure it was on your show because I was driving Anderson. As soon as I got to office, we called and we got. But it's one of the best, you know, and I've got friends that, you know, that I've met through the years there that we've been tailgating beside each other for years and years, but it's one of the best, you know, investments they ever had. And it's just a fraction. It's nothing fancy, but clean restrooms, couple TVs, and, you know, and it just a great place. And I take my two Epte spots, and you'll be surprised what people will pay for parking.
It's crazy, isn't it?
You know,
It's crazy.
And I'll sell them, and you know, and really, basically,
reimburse.
I just use that money to pay for my spot. But
right. Yeah. But crazy what people pay.
Parking is a premium, especially anywhere, I guess, in Clemson or anywhere. But it's just amazing what people will fork out to give you.
Well,
you know,
I pick on the status folks, but let me be, just on a very heavy note, not a light note here. That's why I've been lighthearted about a lot of that. We were at the beach this past weekend. And I went to Greenville Memorial Hospital to visit a friend yesterday. And the thing I noticed is, man, like a lot of people have a hard time with their gait or their walking. And so it is important for a lot of people. And so I get that part of it. I make fun of it. We joke a lot. But there are people who actually need to be fairly close in order to not, they have some physical limitations.
Right.
That's the best way to put it.
It normally takes us about 10 minutes. And up to this year, we had golf carts. And, they took us to the stadium, every game.
Right.
But, they stopped doing that. I don't know if it's because of, insurance regulation or whatever. But they quit doing that. But that was over 20 years ago, and I'm positive it was on your show, and we really enjoyed it. Like I said, I met a lot of good friends, and we've had a lot of great times. There are a lot of great stories we told, 30 years at that spot. But wasn't for listening to you that morning, I would have never known
pays.
About it.
It pays, Paul. It pays. You got to listen.
It does pay. Yeah.
Good stuff.
It surely does pay. But one of these days we'll settle up on that thing. See what I'm doing? I'm waiting on the Yankees the Braves to catch up.
Well, this year you're winning. For folks that don't know, Paul and I, we joked about a bet 25 years ago, and it was $100 a game on the final record of the Braves compared to final record of the Yankees. And so, like right now, the Braves are 46-25. The Yankees are 43-27. So the Braves are 3 games up in the win column, 2 games up. So I'd owe you $250. Right now, this year.
Yeah.
But
I probably owe you a few thousand over a year.
Yeah. Oh, I would say I could retire. That'd be my 401k. I've been counting on it. So my kids
can
go to college.
Straight through college.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. Always good to hear from you, Paul. Take care.
Yeah,
buddy.
See you, buddy. Right, have
buddy.
A good day.
You too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's Straight's college plan. He just doesn't know it yet. So let me put a bow on the tailgate stuff. Anybody have anything? Texas Clapton's the only person in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 times, by the way. Didn't know that. You know you're good at 3 different. So that's as a solo artist, Derek and the Dominoes and Cream? I guess that's what that is?
I think so, yeah. And he was credited on at least one Beatles album. Maybe uncredited. I think he was uncredited because My Guitar Gently Weeps, that was his concept.
I didn't know that. Right. Him and George Harrison, who shared the same girlfriend, actually recorded several songs together.
Yeah.
How about that? So they were guitar brothers and other kind of brothers. 8962.
Eskimo?
Yeah. Brr. 8962 said, my limitations are in the wallet. I can't afford all these high parking prices of spaces or general Clemson games anymore. Yeah, that is the price of success. And, you don't have that problem at other places. It is much more affordable at other places. Texture writes in that if all my friends in my group chat and I chipped in $85.40 per home game, we could buy an All-American tailgate package for the entire season. Well, that's your problem being on a text chain. I am on I try to limit my text chains. I'm like Larry David. I'm on a couple text chains I don't want to be on. And I don't know how to kindly, gracefully, tactfully exit those, tap out of those.
I tell this to everyone. I think there's 3 group chats that I'm on that I have not put on silent. Pretty much every single group chat that comes in, silence notifications.
I'm on 2 that I enjoy and 2 that I participate in. If I participate in it, that means I enjoy it. If you don't hear from me, you can go ahead and just X me on out of there. And I covered myself there. That was an insurance because I'm trying to be tactful about it. And if you are listening to the show, you might have it on. You might think, oh, is that one of mine? If I participate in it, that's not you. Texas said, mute notifications and live your best life. So that means do I see the text still if I mute the notifications?
You can, but it doesn't know, like if your phone's not on vibrate, if your phone's on normal mode, it it won't vibrate or ding or whatever.
Yeah, I like it, man. I'll allow that. It's very good. Yeah. Appreciate the advice there for sure.
If you want to text me directly, I'll respond instantaneously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got guys. Not your group chat. I got guys that they don't text. They want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I get the text, hey, call me when you can. I'm like, well, bud, you can text it. We can knock this thing straight out, or else I'm going to call you in 5 hours. You want to do it now via text? Or you want to do it when my wife gets home at 4:30 or 5 o'clock? Because we can knock this out now just by a simple text. And with texting, man, I can do it at our convenience. You can text me back when you want to. We don't have to take the conversation. Do it now. But now you're driving. I kind of get some of that stuff.
The guy that wants to talk rather than text, as long as he's not the same guy who rambles on and talks for 20 minutes. That's a terrible that's a terrible combination.
Text said, do not call me. Do not call me. I like it. All right. I made a comment a few minutes ago in the last segment that Clemson football are now buyers and sellers. And I looked over at Will, and he had this puzzled look on his face. It's a fairly simple concept of buying now, but you got that? But let me tell you how they're buyers and sellers. Matter of fact, I'm gonna wait for Will to get. All right, you ready?
I had to call the guy that said, "Do not call me."
did you?
Yeah.
Did you really? I love it, man. I love it. So Clemson football is on this heater when it comes to recruiting right now. And they are ranked in the top 15 in one and top 6, I think, in the other one. Rivals has them ranked in very high, and the other one does not. The other one has them like number – 247 has them like 6th or something like that. Anyway, the point is they got 22 commitments. They're on these great big heaters right now, okay? Part of the reason for that is the first part of this. Clemson is now buying. Clemson they're matching offers. They're paying above market rate on maybe on some players. They've decided if they go in and they like you and they think you're playing whatever, then this idea of saving and being thrifty with their money, they're not doing that anymore. Clemson's buyers now. And it's no really big surprise that as they become buyers, that their status has improved. Now, I don't think that's why you scratched your head or gave me the puzzled look. My guess is you're wondering, well, how's Clemson sellers?
Yes.
Okay. They're not getting decommitments and selling them to another school. They're not doing that at all. Clemson is now sellers in the way we used to think about this concept. The beauty of selling in recruiting is you're selling hope to your fan base. Without hope, we have nothing. When I had my recruiting magazine and I talked to schools, the Tennessees were national championship teams at the time and the Florida's national championship teams at the time. And so they just wanted hope they can remain that level. The teams that weren't playing all that well at the time, man, they just wanted hope they can get to something close to that. And, oh, this next quarterback, you're not going to believe this guy. Oh, man. Well, even take a step forward. Like this next head coach, oh, this is our guy. Man, this next offensive coordinator, oh, that last one was terrible. This next offensive coordinator is great. When you have recruiting classes that are highly ranked, you're selling hope. Now, Clemson, when you're winning at a high level and winning national championships, Dabo Swinney didn't have to sell the hope of a recruiting class. He was selling results. As Clemson football has had the decline here in the last 5 or 6 years, And the overall feeling of, man, we can't compete in this world. What this class has done is maybe even bought Dabo Swinney more patience with the fan base. Because they've navigated out of the first part of the NIL transfer portal era, which they weren't that successful. Now they're seeing, okay, we can do this too. So it's not a doom and gloom for the next 10 years of the program. Now, what Dabo Swinney, through the adjustment of having what the people say he will never adjust, he'll never do this. Well, now they have multiple official visit weekends. Now they're actually, you know, buying players. They're going to the transfer portal. All these things that Dabo couldn't do, now he's doing, And he's doing something that he hadn't had to do since 2009 or 2010, 2011. And that is, we're selling that the future is going to be bright again, that the best is yet to come again. That idea that Clemson football had fallen and was doomed and never coming back, this recruiting class kind of puts that notion to bed. This recruiting class, even in the bad year, because it's not going to happen this year, a lot of people are thinking, maybe a Tate Reynolds successful true freshman season would give you some hope. But outside of that, you look up and down this class, you're saying, I don't know, man. I mean, Shiloh made a point yesterday that this might be the best class they've signed in many, many, many years. So if Hughley's better at quarterback than or as good as they think, or if Gary Walker seemed like a really good running back, Simmons put on a show this past weekend at a 7-on-7 camp as a 5-star according to one of the services now. You know, there was a thought that Clemson was done with 5-stars. You know, this offensive line, highly recruited, 4-stars. The defensive tackle group's going to get better than we think this week, and the defensive end group looked pretty good, got a top 250 player out of that. The linebacker group looks better now. Cornerbacks, you're going to beat – like you're beating Georgia on guys. You're beating Michigan on guys. You're beating Texas A&M on guys. Like now, this group that is – if it's as good as what they think it is, this group might get Dabo Swinney. I'm not saying an extra year, but it's like, you know what? You're kind of selling – hey, just get through this transitional year. And these guys come in, and you kind of see it build again. So – Clemson now is turning into sellers of hope. Who would have thought that highly ranked recruiting classes and transfer portal classes in the NIL era are actually something Clemson and Dabo Swinney could sell to the fan base?
I never would have thought we would have needed to do that.
Right. Five or 6 years ago, you say yes. But now this, you know, in the last couple years ago, oh, no. They wouldn't have to say that 5, 6, 7 years ago. Now you're saying you wouldn't think you'd have to. But after the decline and after the seeing of the doom and gloom, like, oh, yeah, Clemson's back to selling hope again to its fan base. Interesting stuff. So selling Sean Fox to Kentucky sounds like, yeah, Kentucky's up there, Annie, and Clemson's not going to overpay for that one. So finally, Texture said, I agree, buying some credit with fans for the summer for Dabo. But if it goes 7-5, even 8-4 with the schedule, then it gets bad. Maybe, but like, again, you say, well, that was our transition year. That next year is going to be better. And look at this next class they're putting together. You almost have a renaissance man. Dabo Swinney 2.0, reinvent myself. And the second half of the Dabo Swinney, or the next phase, the next era, whatever, is going to be that good. You see what I'm saying? That's what this class and Clemson changed. They're now buyers, and thus they can become sellers. Short break, final segment of a Tuesday show right after this. But then I got a couple thoughts on Texas Tech to wrap things up. My man, how you doing this morning?
My man, all right, brother, how are you?
Couldn't be better. Blessed.
You got that right. You got that right. Hey, question. So you're saying Clemson's buying and selling now.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because they finally got their, you know, their cap of, so now it's like, all right, we got X amount of dollars, let's go do it.
I think what happened here, this is just a guess, all right? And this is an educated guess, but I haven't had anybody tell me this for sure. But we know that Dabo Swinney is extremely competitive. And we know that while he might not like all this going on there and might have bucked it for a while, I think he sees the writing on the wall. And the other side of it is that he brings in a Rich Bisaccia, former NFL head coach, and Matt Luke and Tom Allen and these former head coaches that have been off, you know, different parts of the country rather than coming through his system. And these guys have just gotten with them. You know, the NFL guy, talent evaluator guy they've got there from the Chargers, that they've got these guys now that say, hey, man, this is how this thing's got to work. And if you want to compete, you got to adjust, you got to adapt. And I think he finally came to that. So Clemson now, instead of the old philosophy was we're not going to pay high school kids more than we're paying our current kids, well, now you got to go out and do it. Because if you don't, you got to either do right. that or go to the portal one, because you got to have talent. And I think that's the right. fundamental shift is they are going to compete. And they're going to invest more in the high school recruiting.
Yeah. Well, See, I still agree with what your few years ago that your caller, your Clemson callers, were saying is he was just a little late to the game, and now he's the writing on the walls, and he's got to get in there and get it.
Well, think about this for a second, Butch. That there's a lot of coaches that wouldn't have the kind of equity build up that they could survive that. And the Clemson fans don't like going 7-6. And by the way, they missed it last year. They missed the setup last year, and they really thought they're, I mean, they're preseason top five in the country, according to everybody, Vegas included, right? So we were wrong about all that. So you did, you know, throughout the year they'd adjusted some of that. But with that said, very few coaches could have to make this adjustment. Because I mean, very few coaches could survive it because they don't have enough equity built up. But when you win a couple national championships and four national championship games and seven playoffs and all that kind of stuff and 11 was it no nine conference championships, whatever it is, then the bottom line is you've got
equity titles.
Built up. You now have equity built up that you can survive this little bump in the road for you, and hopefully if you can show people, because I know people that were. Man, we're ready to fire Dabo Swinney right now after last year. But if you can show people that you're ready to adjust, then you can have a renaissance in your career here.
It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. But, Mickey, man, people don't realize where Dabo came from and how this all started with him, man.
Yeah.
You got a head coach that gets fired, and they say, okay, you, come coach our team, and let's see what you got.
Yeah.
And here you are, what, 20-something years later, two more national championships.
Right.
Like you said, stinking 8 ACC championships. I mean, people are foolish for wanting to get rid of that man. I wish the Gamecocks could have found a coach like that, man.
Yeah. Now, he's also a victim of his own success, because while we do care about what it was before him, but when you raise the bar as high as he raised it to the ultimate level, then you don't want to go backwards, and you don't want to, you know, subject yourself to where it was before. So he's a victim of his own success there. But that's what happens with longevity too, is that you're never in one place, and so you're always readjusting goals and all that. But I think Clemson fans will be patient with him because of the shift that they are now. We're going to go out and do this thing. And we're going and the other thing is, in the portal, if you get active back in the portal, there didn't have to be a bad year next year. You know, there didn't have to be another rebuilding year next year. You go get a couple players in the portal, and you can change this thing around pretty quickly too. So,
well, I'll leave you with one more question.
All right.
And you give me your thought, and I'll take it off the air, brother. And I want Red to know I'm praying for him. I pray for him every day.
I do too.
Dang, I lost my train of thought when I said that.
It's all right. It happens, buddy.
I forgot, hey, Mickey. I'm sorry.
Hey, you got the most important part out. Prayers for Red and doing all that.
Yes.
Always good to hear from you, buddy. Always good to hear from you.
You too, man. Thank you.
All right. You know how you get on on Twitter and your algorithm, whatever, that, you know, you click on something and you read it, and then all of a sudden that's what it becomes. I have gone down this rabbit hole on Twitter. I'm on my algorithm on Twitter, whatever it is, my preferences on Twitter, they think that I'm interested in now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I read a couple of them, are Texas Tech fans that are now, let me see what the word I want to use here is. They have this holier-than-thou attitude that they're above what the average fan is. It's so, I get this, like, I'm so proud to be a Red Raider today, because even though we don't get the benefits of having this great quarterback, we showed people that it wasn't about his ability. It was about us caring for other Red Raiders. Like, man, are you kidding me? If you care, if it was only about caring for people, then you wouldn't have paid him $6 million to steal him from Cincinnati. And you'd pay your second-team guy, because really, it was just about the second-team guy. It's about him as a person. It doesn't matter who throws the football better.
What is his name? They're now de facto starting quarterback. I keep wanting to say Will Howard, but
it's not Will Howard. But it's
he's probably one of the least paid starting quarterbacks, at least the Power Five.
Because they got $6 million in a guy that's not playing.
Exactly.
But they won't do that now. They will redistribute their money. Because, again, I don't know how it works out. But Sorsby won't be getting $6 million now, right? Like, he didn't get that money. He backed out on them, right?
This is why I want to see the contracts. It'd be very interesting to see.
Hammond, by the way. Hammond's a quarterback.
Thank you, Texter 4870.
Yeah, Will Hammond, not Will Howard. Last year, Hammond, 680 yards passing, 7 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. But he's coming back from injuries. He's not going to be back in September. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I could talk to you time and time again that it is Texas Tech fan now that has – you people don't understand the level of support we have at Texas Tech. We don't just care about winning football games. Ignore the $50 million in our roster. It's not just about buying football players and all that. We care about these individuals as people first. And Sorsby is a great, great example of that now.
And Mickey, they did the right thing. What do you want to do with somebody with addiction? Just kick him out on the street?
No, of course not.
Try to rehabilitate him. And
yes, the victim. We take care of the victims.
Turn him into profits for yourself.
Yes, 100% that's the case. Anyway, I got to find a way to get off of that algorithm and get something else, because it just drives me crazy reading some of that stuff.
Got to get you a burner account.
Yeah.
That's what I use. One of many. Not joking.
Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate, 293-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. They'll take care of you. They'll do an incredible job for you when it comes to combining your homeowners and your auto owners and getting you better coverage and better rates. And, hey, you might be a bank draft guy now, a bank draft lady now, and you don't even know what you're paying. You don't know what your coverage is. Let's just investigate it. Let's see if we can find a way to get you better coverage, better rates. Investigate that. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Skip the music, buddy. 2 minute drill, what do you have for me over there?
Mickey, we got another fantastic day of sports. This June is the month that keeps on giving. Even without football, we've got 2 elimination games coming up in the College World Series. West Virginia and Troy. And then that's 2 o'clock. And then Georgia, Texas at 8 p.m. And also, even though I had 4 games with 0 winners yesterday, I am going to dedicate myself to watch at least 2 of the 3 games in the World Cup tonight. France and Senegal, 3 p.m. Iraq, Norway, 6 p.m. Argentina and Algeria at 9 p.m.
Will I get winners today or I get a bunch of ties? Kissing my sister today.
Just give me one.
That's a nightmare scenario. Eric Newton, all your real estate needs, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. Can certainly help you out. EricNewton.com, the very best in the business in Clemson. Let's talk about remodeling your home, remodeling your building. This is some of the stuff they do. Check out tiger-properties.com for managing real estate companies. Managing your rental properties, I'll do that for you. Quick question. Did the 32 team moving forward out of 48, Spain's safe, right? Like in the old format of 16, would Spain be in a little trouble now after the tie yesterday? Would Belgium be in a little trouble after the tie yesterday? The format is going to help these teams,
if
right?
If you win one, you're probably moving on.
That's crazy. Yep. You got to go win one of three games.
1-1-1.
All right. Let me thank a bunch of folks. Let me thank Dr. Milt Louder and Plos.com. Certainly go by and see that great podcast, The Growth Project podcast, and Will Clinton, terrific job. Tomorrow's show, Dr. Martin will join us. We'll talk about the World Cup injury and what calf injuries look like. Also tomorrow we'll talk to Dan Young about Georgia in the College World Series, and we'll get with Andrew Oliphant with the U.S. Open. Will, great job. Up next, Facts and Sam. Friends, have a wonderful Tuesday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.